brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
Welcome to your Friday, October 15th. We are the Morning Animals. In Zynga, Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick, and Carrie Murdoch. Cloudy day today, but not really much rain in the forecast, although it rained last night.
It was nice sleeping during a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
No, stop it. See, you don't have a dog.
I'm sorry, dogs and kids. I apologize.
No, the kids are fine. I just need 1 week without a storm. Can you give me that?
Why don't you drug that dog? They say you're supposed to drug them.
No, it's cruel, man.
It's not cruel. You drug them so they can calm down.
So tough to get them off the heroin, Phil.
I didn't mean the hard
once
drugs.
Once you get them hooked,
babe. Actually, they're just upcoming and sipping you. It's hard to hitting you with their nose.
It's like, hard to tie them off, too.
Come on, man. Just a little bit more.
64 for the high today. 68 and clear tomorrow. And then mostly clear on Sunday, 73. It's 57 right now. As we say good morning, Oklahoma City, good morning, Tulsa, good morning, gentlemen, good morning, Carrie Murdoch.
A man who will not be held down by the oppressive OU man.
Yeah, they can't control me. Exactly. I do what I want.
Ain't the boss of you, Carrie Murdoch. Not
you ain't the boss of me.
Not my supervisor. Yeah.
No,
did you have to up your price? Did Isaiah Thomas ask for more money this week?
He should have renegotiated.
He had leverage this week.
He said, you know, I'll get all these people over and tell me not to do it.
Yeah, I mean, if he wanted the really, really hard questions, then he, you know, I would have been Barbara Walters all of a sudden if he would have, you know, asked for more money. Ask him questions like, how many snaps did Caleb Williams get versus Spencer Rattler this week?
Can you confirm?
Did Spencer Rattler really quit and they had to talk him back onto the team?
Oh, that's new stuff. Yeah. I like that.
No, my brain decided, like, you've had enough sleep. You need to wake up at 3:30 a.m. And I just remembered, like, Spinozzi was asking me about locks yesterday, and I heard Navy thrown around.
Yeah, since you weren't here, so, it really doesn't count. It was never officially. Gary, it's been a long-standing policy.
No, I went listening to the podcast because I had to know exactly what direction you went in because the game was replaying when I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Spinozzi.
What you get for trusting the military?
And he even gave us his own line and then told Curtis, who was the fill-in lineman, what the line was.
I told him very, very clearly it was 20 points.
It was 18
that you tried to get it up.
Yes, he tried to get it up to 18.
I would have covered by half point.
You would have lost with 18, yeah.
It was the first time in Locke's history we had a self line, and it was allowed.
Yep, and it was a fail.
No one was willing to argue with you.
Well, I didn't have internet access, so I couldn't confirm nor deny. So I'm going to trust you.
You know what? My blood sugar was low. I think all that stuff was just made up in my mind. It didn't really happen.
No, we were here.
I can't be held responsible.
It's on the podcast. You heard Carrie.
Yeah. Was it podcast number 10 or 11 of the day?
The 11th is the golden one.
That's where you hear me fail.
That's the one you want.
Can we clear that up so I can stop getting mentioned?
No.
Like we put
No.
We cannot clear that up.
But you want me to help people? Like, I don't, you know.
They'll figure it out.
We just work here, apparently.
Yes.
Right. Just keep talking. Someone will put it in very, very small segments.
So I'll just keep ignoring the people that tweet me as if they don't matter.
Just tell them this wasn't your decision.
Listen, Q-Tip ultimately.
He fixed it.
Yeah, so let's.
Q-Tip, well, yeah, he did a great
tweets,
job.
What I'm saying, send your tweets to Q-Tip.
Yeah, stop tweeting me about it because I can't help you, obviously. I'm not allowed to help you.
If you send your complaints, make sure and DM me, and I will tell you the truth.
There.
I won't tell you the truth.
Right, because nothing ever gets said on Twitter.
Publicly. Yeah. Publicly, well, you know.
No screenshots will be taken of that.
Oh, man. Okay. That's PTSD. You notice Curtis, all right?
I fixed Spinozzi's microphone and broke Q-tips.
Yeah, that's fine.
All things seem to be working well. If we were in an airplane right now, we'd be like, let's just check every single part of the plane. Try putting the wheels down.
Is that part of the plane supposed to be missing right now?
Right.
I said so. I saw Q-tip this morning, and we were kind of talking about he was working on some Matt Pinto clips, some Thunder highlights, and we're just kind of chit-chatting about the game, and I said, so yeah, did you see or hear Pinto's call of the if you see it, Carrie, go to the internet. If you just type in Poku, it'll pop up. Poku to Jeremiah Robinson Earl, give and go. Like, the stuff Poku's doing nobody should ever do on a basketball floor, at least in a legal setting.
I saw a lot of Poku tweets last night. Yeah.
It was the best and worst of times at the same time. And And then I said, "Did you see that play?" And Q-Tip said, "No, my night involved chasing a cat." So it was, I don't know what that means. I figured we
didn't
escape.
Apparently the parlay ain't working.
Well, yeah. Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
He's chasing the cat.
When you need 7 points and you got six and Tom Brady kneels down, you need something to get your mind off of football. So I'm going to go chase the cat right now. That always makes me feel better. Here, kitty, kitty.
When you have to bet on Hawaii late on a Saturday night, you're chasing the cat.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of those nights, Curtis, between Navy and Tom Brady. It was a tough night. It was a tough night, man.
We are the morning.
I mean, Slam Magazine is posting about Poku last night.
Well, we have a quote that's going on a T-shirt.
That can't be such a bad thing.
Earlier from Curtis. Good morning, North Tulsa.
I heard it, yeah.
Here we go. It happened at 5:50 this morning. I have the date. He's going to get somebody fired with regard to Poku.
I love that.
And that's all that needs to be said. I'm not going to add anybody, any names, any teams, or any, you know.
He scores 23, and then he's minus 23, the plus minus. It means the Poku giveth, and the Poku taketh away, the clearest case of it of all time.
But the people in Tulsa, man.
Loved him.
They love some Poku, and Poku loved them back. And then he disappointed them at the same time.
Sounds like my marriage.
I love you, but you disappoint me so frequently.
I got to be honest. According to Twitter, Poku had a fantastic night last night. I haven't seen anything wrong.
It was, you know, Twitter, they lie sometimes, Kerry.
I don't believe that.
He scored 23 points. It was 4 of 9 from three. He was wonderful. He was his best Poku of all time.
And then I see him hitting the side of the backboard against Milwaukee.
There was that. And by the way, after he hit the backboard, the next shot missed everything.
Right. And then
I see the air ball.
Then he had that great give and go with some of the like Magic Johnson-esque skills. Like, just look that up. You'll see the give and go to Jeremiah Robinson Earl. And then the next possession down, I mean, crowd's going nuts in Tulsa, I tell you. BOK Center's rocking. Poku comes down, they're on their feet, throws the ball in the 19th row with a pass.
And some fan went home with a souvenir. That's what Poku does.
We are the Morning Animals. It's Friday, October 15th. It is Football Friday. 64 for the high today. Cloudy, currently 57. We've got